Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I have to protect my war fighters. A lot of war fighters and people in the military have thanked us very much. It's about time.
All right, here we are back on the show. Kate Delaney, once again, lots happening in Washington, D.C. Even I am a little shook up. And when I say that, it's crazy because, you know, what we've seen now is we've got, we have what you just heard there from the president. We've got the Navy with a little bit of a shakeup. We have Rudy Giuliani in the mix with the RAC getting tighter for him with the federal subpoenas looking for information on his consulting business, the feds are. So, never say things are status quo coming out of Foggy Bottom, because they certainly aren't. Let's dive into the direction of what happened with Gallagher, a Navy SEAL, and what happened with the at the Pentagon and the big shakeup, as it were. So President Trump ordered U.S. defense officials to allow a Navy SEAL to remain a member of the elite group. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said a move that ended a controversy that had pit military commanders against the White House and cost the Navy Secretary his post. And that's exactly what happened, because the Secretary of the Navy said, no, if you're going to go in this direction, I'm not on board with it, because you're interloping into our territory. And boy, there is no taking back that remark. Everything changed, and on Sunday, it was a very big day, like I said, for a shakeup in the Navy because of this Navy SEAL and, you know, ultimately what happened with the head of the Navy, the drama, the Gallagher drama that racked up leadership. And they said they're going to keep shaking up. Pentagon says they're going to keep shaking up how the Navy deploys what it's doing, and they say it's a step in the right direction. So let me spell it out for you. It came to a head. That's what happened. Really, Saturday it came to a head, because the New York Times was in front of it, the gray lady, saying that the Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer, threatened to resign over the president's involvement. And, you know, then there was speculation. Did he make it? Did he make the threat, the whole thing? But it wrapped up with the defense secretary, as I mentioned, Mark Esper, giving Spencer the boot. See ya, dude. That's it. You're gone. A few hours later, the president announced his nomination for replacement, Admiral Kenneth Braithwaite, the current U.S. ambassador to Norway. So this tale is not over. And then you've got Edward Gallagher, who joined the Navy in the late 90s, served as a corpsman attached to the Marines, then became a SEAL, was promoted to chief in 2015. Gallagher was recognized several times, awarded all kinds of medals, etc., and including two Bronze Stars. He went on 8 overseas deployments and 2 decades of service in the Navy, fought in both Iraq and Afghanistan, was nicknamed the Humble Hero, got a lot of positive evaluations. But despite all of that, and despite earning a reputation as a guy who fights terrorists, he didn't follow some of the rules. So the controversy kicked up about him. He was the subject of an investigation into the shooting of a young girl in Afghanistan in 2010, denied wrongdoing. He was later accused of attempting to run over a Navy police officer after being detained in a 2014 traffic stop. That investigation almost cost him his career. And allegedly, other behavior during his eighth deployment. So that's the investigation, the 2017 thing that most people are probably more aware of. You know, the posing with a corpse was the one thing, and this whole case was really botched from the beginning, the way it was handled. So President Trump restored Gallagher's rank, explained the case had been handled poorly, and that the soldier deserved to be allowed to retire at his full rank. And that's what happened when the Navy began to discuss whether to allow Gallagher to remain a SEAL or to strip him of the Trident pin. The president, of course, was all over Twitter saying he wasn't happy about it. And in the end, he gets to remain, as I said, he gets restored and gets to retire at his full rank. But there's still more to come with the Navy. It's not over yet. And then the question is still kind of hovering around whether he threatened to quit or what happened with Defense Secretary Mark Esper asking for his resignation, and what happened when Spencer approached the White House with a promise to allow Gallagher to retire so long as the president stayed out of it. And then Esper eventually just saying the one thing to reporters: unfortunately, as a result, I have determined that Secretary Spencer no longer has my confidence to continue in this position. So that's where that's at. It ended on a very sour note, to say the least, obviously. But for the SEAL, being restored to his full rank made a lot of people happy, and certainly in the retirement sense for him, retiring from active duty and no review board is a really, really big thing because of that, what happened in 2017. By the way, here's the other interesting piece of news when it comes to the Democrats and who's running. Yet somebody else jumps in, this time another billionaire, Michael Bloomberg, has decided he's going to run for president. There's always been talk of that, but now it's really serious. And he's mounting a big campaign, dumping $34 million in political ads that come out next week in 15 key battleground states. And he's in this to get his name out there and jump ahead of the other Democrats who are fighting to be top of the polls. I wonder if people will be interested in Bloomberg, who's somewhat moderate and then somewhat very left in his politics. He definitely jumped on gun control and he jumped on climate control right away. I don't think that was a surprise, and that's why he launched his campaign in Virginia, because he says he's hoping to change the color of some other states. He didn't even say hoping. He wants to change the color of some other states as well. And then, there's this impeachment thing. The House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff announced that the Democrats are now preparing the report. This is just that part of what you do after you've had this open testimony, the closed-door testimony. So the panel is wrapping up its work, and the next phase of the impeachment inquiry against the president is imminent at this point. But we've said this before. You know, everything is a numbers game. And the numbers here don't add up to me, to this president being, being impeached in the way many people think of the term impeachment. Because what will the Senate do? And what is that report going to look like? What is that analysis going to look like? I'll be very curious to see that. We're talking about numbers next with We Can Count.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Numbers. I just mentioned that, didn't I? Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. These are nasty numbers. This first one, I got to tell you, the text that went back and forth between this couple, tens of thousands of messages in an 18-month relationship, and I'm talking about In Young Yoo, who is being tried for manslaughter. Because prosecutors are saying that the woman's text drove her boyfriend to suicide. She pled not guilty to involuntary manslaughter. But a few hours before her boyfriend was going to graduate from Boston College on May 20th, that was it. He didn't respond to texts anymore. And she sent him some more and then got desperate. She swore at him, pled with him, typed in caps, no reply, no reply, tracked his location to a tall building structure in Boston's Roxbury neighborhood. She was there when he leapt to his death from the top floor, and she didn't do anything to stop him. What is going on in the world when somebody does that? And there's so many young people with so much pressure. And the suicide, to me, seems out of control, and we've had many conversations with psychologists about that. What they've investigated and found is that there was proof of all of these psychological, verbal, physical abuse is what they're calling it, from the young woman to the boyfriend. So will they be able to prove that? The amount of text messages, 75,000. 47,000 of them came from you, and they were mostly abusive. Wow. I mean, just terrible. And a lot of these these texts have been released. In one of the texts, she told her boyfriend, die in hell, and threatened to take her own life if he didn't take his. Wow. So can you rightfully blame somebody's suicide on the other person for that? They're trying to prove it. And we've seen this happen before once, and the person was convicted. So there is sort of a little precedent, I guess, if you will, over that. But a very sad, sad story. Depressing to see her coming out of the courthouse and just thinking of the young life that was, just snuffed out. How about this? This must be the best day of this guy's life. Arrested as teens, not just one, but three men were exonerated after 36 years behind bars for wrongful murder conviction. So there was a lot of celebrating going on. Here's what happened. One afternoon, November 1983, DeWitt Duckett, 14, was shot and killed for his Georgetown University jacket. The attack was incredibly shocking. And it was the first killing in a Baltimore City school. So there was a lot of pressure to solve this one. Police arrested three teenagers who were eventually convicted of murder, sentenced to life. On Monday, 36 years after they were thrown in jail, they were declared innocent. Here's what was said in the courthouse by the Baltimore Circuit Court Judge Charles Peters. On behalf of the criminal justice system, I'm sure this means very little to you. I'm going to apologize. We're adjourned. And then the courtroom erupted in applause, and people were hugging and crying. Think of the ages of the defendants. There was one guy, Alfred Chestnut, 52 years old, and he just kept trying and persevering and trying and didn't give up, and then sure enough, they were exonerated. They didn't think they were ever going to see the outside world, and then they had evidence, and they, you know, that they found that incriminated the man who was actually the shooter. So that guy was free this whole time, and they were serving the time for it. Wow. And then finally, of course, had help from somebody who believed, and so that partially led to what happened there. Ooh, that would have to be the worst feeling ever. It's like when you're blindsided and somebody accuses you of something, but this is 10 times worse because now you're behind bars for it. Ooh, boy, oh boy. Living until you're in your 90s. There's a guy named John Simon who was a big-time theater and film critic who was known for what they called the vicious pen. Dead at 94 in Valhalla, New York. A brain aneurysm, apparently. He wrote for Bloomberg News, Esquire, New York Times, National Review. And they say, or he said, his aim was to elevate the art of criticism as well as art itself, regardless of how far he strayed from consensus. He offended playwrights, filmmakers, and his own friends in the business. Nobody was buying him a meal. But he did praise a few people. It wasn't like everybody just got nailed. I like some of what I read about him. I just briefly remember knowing who he was. And he wrote in a 2011 blog post, is there any reason why Rogers and Hart shouldn't be able to stand up to Gilbert and Sullivan? So he definitely, like I said, had his detractors, but here's the thing, he did say what he thought was real, right? So if he panned things, he panned them because he didn't like them. It's kind of like you think of when you see those spoofs or commercials about people in the restaurant business, and they're afraid of the critic that comes in because they know one little false step and they know they're known to be nasty, and what could the bad review do? And he definitely had some muscle, especially in the theater area, so they didn't really want a bad review, but they didn't want to get too close to him either, I guess is the way to put that, right? How about this? The DHS is weighing online applications for Real ID because we've got this 2020 deadline that is looming. And if you haven't been to an airport, one of the things they really push is that. They're requesting, the Department of Homeland Security is requesting proposals for ideas that could allow states to accept online applications for this federally mandated Real ID. And it's a change that would potentially end the requirement for an in-person visit, which critics say is ridiculous and outdated because, you know, that's it. This October 2020, and you got to have this ID. Starting October 1st, every U.S. air traveler is required to present a Real ID compliant license or another acceptable form of identification like a passport to get on even a domestic flight. So make sure you got your Real ID. Check your license. My license was compliant, so I didn't have to worry about it. But it would be just like me to be one of those people. I would be in the line and not realize I wasn't compliant, and I'm not carrying around a passport. So I wouldn't have thought of it unless I had seen it. But I had seen it so many times, and immediately somebody told me, oh, you don't have to worry because you have one that's compliant. It has like this little gold star over to the right-hand corner. Then you know that you've got it. A lot of people in Virginia and Texas and Maryland, they probably have those because, you know, proof of residency, utility bill, bank statement, all that stuff. If you have to go get one, then go get one or wait. You don't have to do it in person, I guess. Unless you get too close to that deadline, and who thinks of that, right? You don't think of it till the last second, then you see it pop up somewhere in your face, and then you're scrambling to try to make something happen. And to get a passport, you got to jump through a few hoops, and a passport at the last minute to have one within 7 days or 8 days, it's a crazy, crazy, crazy amount of money. Yeah, so forget about that. All right, here is one last number to tell you about. If you thought you were going to nail the score, think again. You did not nail the score. Nobody nailed the score of the Patriots-Dallas game. Thinking it was going to be high scoring for most people that guessed, especially I got a ton of email for some reason. A lot of people were hearing me. 13-9, the Patriots won. So, nobody nailed the score. Bullying. We're talking about it next with a woman who was bullied and tries to help others who get bullied.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Donut is a tough cookie.
The dog has its day. President Trump at the White House honors the canine responsible for taking down ISIS leader al-Baghdadi.
President Trump is heaping praise on the dog who took part in the raid that killed the ISIS leader in Syria. The president did a photo op with Conan at the White House and called him an incredible dog.
Nobody's going to mess with Conan. I asked one question. I said, so what chance with Conan? I got to see how fast Conan can move. I said, What chance would a strong man have, really strong, tough fighter, what chance would this person have against Conan without the guns? What chance? And I guess the answer pretty much was none.
I'm Tim Berg.
Investors seeing green on Wall Street, the Dow up almost 191 points, the NASDAQ up 112, the S&P 500 up 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
She may have the best view of all of us, and so I think this is one reason why you should go run out, buy her book, and then join her on this island. She's in St. Martin right now, and in our virtual green room here on Author's Corner. So pleased to welcome Dr. Nicole Cotton with us. She's got a whole bunch of names like I do, and if you get her book, it's again, just brilliant, and that's the key thing. Love is Forever. I love the title. That just says it all right there. Nicole, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, and it's my pleasure. And thanks for allowing this opportunity.
You write this book, and it was probably, I'm guessing, something that was kind of rattling around in your head. How long did it take you to put those thoughts on paper, so to speak?
Okay, so let me give you the real background behind the book. When I was about 16 years old, after I finished high school, I landed a job as a junior reporter at one of our local newspapers here in St. Martin. And I was given the task to interview this very dynamic lady named Miss Carmen Hodge Carrington. And Miss Carrington was very vivacious, full of life and energy. And she actually was a designer and seamstress on Saks Fifth Avenue in New York at one point in her life. And during that meeting, we hit it off really well because she celebrates her birthday the same day as I do, January 28th. So fast track, we become very good friends. And in becoming good friends, I would visit her periodically, check in on her, see how she's doing. And now she is 100 years old. And so imagine several years ago, she was 85, I think, around me at the time. She said to me, you know, I want you to write my love story. And I said, sure. You know, I took her story down and got it transcribed. And it was my task to publish it. But at the time, I didn't have the funds to publish it, and neither did she. And I saw she was approaching to 100 years old, and I said, you know what? Last year, 2018, I made a commitment to myself that I would honor her for her 100th birthday to get this book published. And so by the hook or the crook, I got a call from the publishing house, which is Lit Fire. I didn't know them. And they say they saw my name as, you know, because I've written several books before, and I co-authored one called Success from the Heart. And they called me up and said they would like to publish my next book. And I said, hey, this is an opportunity. And voila, here it is. Love is forever.
That is such a great background story. 100 years old.
100.
What a blessing to live that long and to have, and for you to meet her and have that relationship too. So tell us about the book. Give us kind of the cliff notes of the book.
Okay, so we know that divorce is at an all time high here in throughout the world. So Carmen, Miss Carmen Lubega, she chronicles her life story, her love story, from when she left from St. Martin, moved to Curacao, which is another island, and she meets the love of her life. And let me just highlight one of the chapters. And it says, have you ever been in love? I mean, truly deeply in love with someone that you could not imagine living your life without him or her. So in love to the point that in your every waking, sleeping, or dreaming moment that this person consumed your thoughts? Well, I'd like to invite you to enter my world of true love and romance, which spanned 54 years with Ralph Gordon Carrington until his untimely death. Our love is eternal. Therefore, our love story continues even in his absence from this earth realm. So come with me on my journey of love as I share some history of my 100 years of existence until now with you. So she goes into her story, and it's very dramatic because if she and her husband were not persistent in terms of fighting for their love, they most likely would not have ended up in marital bliss for these many years.
Wow, what do we learn from Carmen about love? What was the biggest takeaway? And you know her, but what is the biggest takeaway for you in writing this and going on that love journey?
The major thing is that if two people decide that they care and love for each other, that regardless of the challenges or the circumstances that come in between, you know, as life happens, that they are persistent enough and they care about each other enough that through the thick and the thin, they will stay together. And just today, my husband and I were having a discussion, and we were just reflecting on so many couples that we had known who were married and we thought were happily married, and we found out that they're divorced. And it's as if we're in a society where, you know, every era reflects what that theme of that era is. And our parents would have lasted longer in marriage because back then, you know, you made things work. But we live now in like a microwave society where everything has to be quick, and persons have a tendency not to want to walk out their relationships through the struggles, because there are struggles in relationships, and they are designed to bring out the best in both parties. But when people don't realize that, and want quick fixes and are not willing to make it count, then that's what we get in a society where so many marriages are failing, and as a result, the children are impacted. And children play a very vital role in my life in terms of helping to see the next generation grow. And part of my passion also with this book, apart from honoring this common sea, is to help this generation to know that love can be forever, and love is forever, if they're willing to work through the processes that allow that to happen.
Wow, what a beautiful sentiment, no question about it. So it takes that tenacity to hang in there, and you know what that's like, and obviously she knew what that was like. What did she tell you the most beautiful thing was about trying to stay in love and being in a relationship for that long?
What struck me with Nasi's story is this. She says, he did not tell her he loved her, but she knew that he loved her. I could feel that he loved me, but I loved him before he ever saw me. Isn't that powerful?
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, because she saw him before he saw her. And when she saw him, yes, he was her first love. When she saw him, in her heart, she knew that this was the man for her. You know, and I'm going to just highlight something here. She says, one Sunday morning while leaving to go to church, upon opening the door, to my surprise, he was sitting outside. When I saw him, my heart pounded, but I did not speak to him. So he went to his mother and asked about me, and she told him that I arrived there 2 days before he did. This was in Curacao. He replied, but I never saw her. His mother replied, she goes nowhere. She only goes from the tailor shop to her room and to church. He then said, she's a pig. She doesn't speak to people. Not too long after, he asked his mother to have me over for breakfast. On a Sunday, I was writing to my mother in St. Martin to send her some pictures I had taken. To my surprise, he appeared at the door. He asked, you're writing? I replied, yes, I am sending some pictures to my mother. He asked me if he could have had one. I answered, I don't have enough. At that moment, he put his hand on one of the pictures and kissed me in the mouth without saying another word and was gone until 8 days later. He never said he loved me, but I knew that he loved me. I could feel that he loved me. But I loved him before he ever saw me.
Wow, that is so powerful. I don't want to give any more away. This is the perfect place to end this, and you said that so beautifully. So, Dr. Cotton, everybody, go to Amazon, pick up the book, Love is Forever. That was fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I also wanted to add one final thing, and that is persons can visit our website. That's victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Because we provide marital and premarital counseling. And it's just such a joy to see couples who are on the verge of breaking up, their lives transformed. And that is the essence of this book, to know that this is not only Miss C's love is forever. This could be your love is forever if you really take the chance to make it work.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Kate Delaney, Forbes Books at Bedtime, here with the incomparable, unbelievable Phil Romano, who I'm proud to say I'm part of the network bar, and I'm watching this thing really explode. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where you're listening to us across the country, but because we have millions of listeners, but you're going to hope that you get to have a network bar wherever you're listening. And of course, if you're in Dallas, you can come down to the network bar, and if you're lucky and you get sponsored, you can come and be a part of the network bar. So Phil, let's talk about how this concept came about. What created the idea for the network bar for you?
Well, I think for any concept to be successful, it's got to solve a problem. And, you know, the thing that's emerged in my old days, they used to call it marketing. Now it's networking. You know, so and people are networking, and they need tools to network. And, you know, looking at, like, Dallas, for example, there's maybe a bunch of networking groups around, but they're all fragmented, like fraternities and sororities. They don't communicate with each other. So what we want to do is kind of give them a might call it a country club where everybody could go to and meet each other and so forth. So we built a nice, you know, actually just a tool. The network bar is just a tool. And we got it really nice inside. We got restoration hardware, a nice bar, a dining room. We got about 8,000 square feet, and very comfortable, low chairs, low tables, and so forth. And what we've done is we put a lock on the front door. Okay, and the only way you get in was an app on your telephone. We have, you know, three memberships. It's a membership deal because you want to keep it kind of exclusive. And we have a membership membership from 21 to 30 as a junior member. We charge them $500 a year. And you know, over 30, it's $1,000 a year. 70 year older, we give them a membership under four conditions. One, they've got to have had a substantial business successful. Two, be an officer in a major corporation. Three, they got to be a professional. And four, they got to buy a membership for a junior member at $500. And then they got to also got to volunteer to be a mentor. Because we have a mentor program going here. And these mentors, you know, for the old people, they like it. They had members, mentors when they were in business, and they remember their mentors, and they want to be a mentor. They have nothing to do anymore, some of them, you know, so they want to get involved, so stay involved in business. So what we do is have our membership, and when they have a situation, our members, they say, well, you know, I'm doing something I've never had to think about before. My business is growing so fast. How do I grow it? What do I need? And all that. So we got a form they fill out. It goes to our facilitator, and that facilitator will set them up a meeting with the mentor. But this mentor, they can't go directly to the mentor. But the facilitator will set it up, and they'll set them up with a mentor that was in the same business, successful, that this guy is having a problem with. So it's like you're talking to somebody that's really done it. At the same time, you may be talking to him, and 9 times out of 10 is probably a money problem.
Okay.
And this mentor will say, well, this guy's really got a good business. It's going. It's an opportunity. And he may come back to the network and say, hey, you know, we got angel investors here. We might take a look at it. We may help this person, you know, and help him become successful and so forth. So it's really, there's a lot of, I guess, social benefits and to networking, you know, and this is one of them, you know, really. And then we also have what you call Shark Tank and episodes here, too. You know, young people, all the ideas are coming from young people now.
Mm-hmm.
Our average age in here now is 40 years old. And but the younger and the older, but they come up with businesses that are good ideas, and they can present it, they can make their presentation. We got people that are looking for ideas, looking for something. So that's also a real plus, an opportunity for us.
What's the ultimate goal? I mean, what would be the? I mean, you're a driven man. You can tell that from all your businesses, what you've done. I can tell you go for the brass ring. What's the brass ring for you in the end to see what's happening here in Dallas? What do you want to see happen with the network bar concept?
You know, first things first, we got to get this thing to be successful. Right now, it looks it's on a track. Okay, we've been over 5 months, I think. We got over 500 or 600 members are going now. So it's come along real well. We got to make this very successful. And when we do get successful, then we say, okay, how do we grow it? What do you do with it? You know, any successful concept that's out there, you know, to protect it, you got to get market penetration. That's probably the best way to protect anything, through market penetration. So how do we get market penetration to something like this? Well, once we get it set, we got it now, we got it canned. That's the first one working well. Now you go off and we license it. We license it to maybe a hotel chain. You go to this hotel chain and say, okay, for every city, if you got one of your hotels, you can put a network bar there, okay? Now you got it there, and now that becomes networked with Dallas, and Dallas becomes networked with them, and we got everybody at their disposal, you know, here for them, and vice versa. So it kind of works out nice. I mean, that way we could really get out there as fast as we could build them. We could probably do it. So that's probably one of the things we're going to try to achieve and go forward with.
Yeah. For you, what, and if you take me back to the very beginning, what was it that drove you to do what you do? Did you have a mentor? How did you get a leg up when you were a kid, when you started?
Well, to be honest with you, my mentor was my father. He was a hardworking man, middle class. You know, I remember I was in college, and I had karate schools when I was in college, and I was about ready to graduate, and I had, you know, this guy that I was teaching, this little kid, was in the restaurant business. He says, hey, you want to get in the restaurant business with me? You know, I said, yeah. You know, so I sold my karate schools, all the American boys' dream, all this food and women and booze. You know, I'm all for it, you know, young and going. So I went in business with him, and I sold my karate schools, went in business with him, And this guy was a jerk. You know, no business skills whatsoever. Just, you know, he's been in the restaurant business and had something going for it, but he no people skills. You know, that's out of college. You know, and I was service motivation prompts a good business. You know, I wasn't worried about making profit. I was worried about giving the people something they really wanted. You know, and get sales and not to make money out of it. But anyway, come to shove, and he's going to buy me out. I was going to buy him out. So I didn't have any money, and I said, I'm probably not going to be able to buy him out. Maybe you buy me out, and I'll just go on my way. So my father comes up to me, and he's a hardworking middle-class man. He's an electrician, and he says, "Well, I'll get the money for you." Being Italian, I was wondering where he's going to get the money. You know, "Dad, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. Now I'll get the money for you." So he came back. He said, "Okay, I got the money." I said, "Where'd you get it?" He says, "I mortgaged our home." And I said to myself, "Wow." To this day, I say it's not the sweet smell of success that makes you work hard. It's the fear of failure. The fear of failure motivates you. You don't want that to fail, so you work your butt off to make that thing work. Now, being scared paralyzes you. And that's what I've done. I just, the fear of failure just keeps me going. Even, you know, anything I do today, you know, I'm going to fail on this one. Maybe it's going to hurt my reputation, maybe. So it's all that fear that's there that makes you motivate you, makes you do things just beyond and above.
Yeah. What is your, I mean, obviously you've had lots of wins, but what is your biggest win you've ever had?
Well, the biggest win I've ever had is my son. Bringing him up, I brought him up like a business, by the way. And this is funny, I brought him up like a business. I used to drive him to school every morning, and I used to tell him, "Sam," I said, "there's five things you have to be a good person. One, you got to have principles." And you tell him that principles will stick into your deal. Number two, you got to have responsibility, be responsible for making the right decision, and be responsible for the consequences. Number three, you got to have integrity. Okay, you can't lie. You got to be honest. You don't lie to yourself. And number four, you got to communicate. You got to tell people how you feel. Don't let them tell you how you should feel, how they feel. You tell them how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. Communicate. And number five has three things in it: God, patriotism, and charity. I said, now if you have all five of these things, you're going to pick friends that have that too. And you're going to, and they're going to pick you as a friend. Now you got a peer group to exist in and go with, you know, and everything else. And now, when you think about that, you know, any great business, a good business, has to have the same value system.
Right.
You know, it has to have that same value system in order. It's got to have charity. It's got to have patriotism. It's got to, be responsible. It's got to have integrity. It's got to have all these things. It has principles. It's got to have that in order to be a good, viable business. So, he's, you know, like I said, I keep saying I brought him up like a business. But he's a good kid. He's 22 years old. He's ready to graduate from Syracuse University. He plays lacrosse at Syracuse, you know. So I'm very proud of him. Everybody that's ever met him said, "Wow, he's a real good boy." So I'm very proud of him.
I love that sentiment. Bill, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.